B-Pod Studios.
From the Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS, WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us from
the Beasley Media Group Station, home of the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
I just got back from overseas again, and I listened to you guys every day while I was out. So thank you guys for getting me through giving me peace in America.
Thank you, man.
Thanks for your service. Yeah. I just got the chills because that's incredible.
Do you know how I know I'm the big thing at my high school?
Is it in your Wikipedia page?
No, I don't think it's in my Wikipedia page.
What high school
page.
Did you go to?
Salem High School.
They don't even have, like, you know how they tell you, like, famous people from your... They don't have
nothing.
That
section. Oh my gosh, I'm on mine!
You added it!
I didn't add
you
it!
Added
I,
that.
I
yes,
didn't
you
even
did.
Know it!
You can be my new thing!
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Maney, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Good morning. Anybody have any idea what today is?
It's Friday!
Yeah!
Yesterday on the show, we had a guy named Frank call in who turned out to be a character, and he wasn't happy with War of the Roses. He thought we were doing the guys wrong, even though they're cheaters. He thought we were doing them wrong. And Frank had kind of a really cool tone about him. So we've taken Frank's voice and made him into, like, what we call on the show drops. Listen, so there's a Loren, yeah, and then there's a Frank, yeah.
Yeah!
And here's more Frank from yesterday.
No. You're not helping nobody, man.
Yeah, we're helping the people find out whether or not they're being cheated on.
Everybody makes mistakes, man.
Yeah, so you have Lorenz, yeah. Friday!
Yeah!
It's Friday, Frank!
Yeah!
He's happy.
I like his yeah.
Right?
Yeah!
Yeah!
Here, we could do dueling yeahs. You ready?
Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah!
Yeah.
I love it.
Good stuff. So if you missed that call, go check it out on the MRL Show podcast. You can listen to the entire show in its entirety without music. That's what my mom prefers. Listening to the podcast without music. She says, I can't stand all the music you play.
Well, you can get nonstop bus.
Yeah. I said, neither do we. That's our argument with our bosses every week. Hey, we want to stop playing music and just talk. We have so much to say.
But evidently, people like the music.
Yeah. And that's fine. Hey, listen, it gives us breaks. Loren can't use the restroom unless there's a song.
I know.
I can't fix breakfast unless there's a song.
All right, let's do your day in 30 seconds. Who wants to go first?
Well, you go first because you had a big night.
Well, it was not really. I went to this event last night at the Ballantine Resort called the Hoopty Event.
Mm-hmm.
Our friend Fred Whitfield from the Hornets throws this Hoopty event for kids. It's a camp or a basketball camp, but it's money's raised and there's different events. And last night was a music event. It's called the Jam Session, the Hoopty Jam Session. And it's jazz music, dude. It was so good. There is this singer who's Lindsay somebody. I forget her last name, Loren, but she did Chaka Khan.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. It was really good, man. So I stayed out till 11 last night.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had a late night.
I did. But it was worth it. I'm like, I've always been saying I wanted to go to this thing, but it doesn't start till 9:30, so you have to suck it up.
Yeah.
But I do have one quick interesting story from that. I was at the bar. It's a cash bar inside the ballroom at the Ballantine Resort.
Mm-hmm.
And at the cash bars, whether you realize it or not, you really should pay cash if you can, because it takes the debit card a long time to go through. So the bartenders make the drinks really fast. Then when you pay the debit card, they're gone for almost 2 minutes.
Why don't they just have someone there running the debit cards?
Well, they I don't know. They just don't. Maybe they don't want to hire that person.
Okay.
Who knows? So anyway, last night, there I am, Roy. I am buying back for someone who bought me a drink. Mm-hmm. So I'm getting a wine and I'm getting a margarita.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, I hear this voice behind me that goes, "What drink is that?" And I said, "That's a margarita." He goes, "I'll take one of them too," to the bartender. And the bartender's like, "Okay." I look back. It's Charles Oakley, former New York Knicks basketball player. Really tall guy.
Okay.
And I go, "All right." So I have my card out and he's like, No. It takes too long. I got cash. Don't worry about it.
Whoa.
That's nice.
And I was like, "No, I'll pay for the drinks, Charles. You don't have to buy my drinks." He's like, "I got cash. Don't worry. Just go on."
That's awesome.
So he paid for my drinks for convenience so that he could get his quickly.
Good.
So thanks, Charles.
He's like annoyed about it.
I know.
Like, "God, this stupid idiot doesn't know how to cash bar
really,
works."
That's why he did it, because he was annoyed. But
no, I don't
it was still nice of him.
He wasn't annoyed. He was just, and he brought up a good point. He's like, "It just takes too long with the card." And I'm like, "That's because we were waiting in line for a while."
Yeah.
Everybody's paying with the card. So anyway, that was fun. So thank you, Charles. What about you guys?
I took cash to swim lessons last night, and after like 2 weeks of vacation and swimming in the pool for 2 weeks, he had zero interest in what was going on in the class yesterday. I had to keep like reeling him back in. All he wanted to do was swim underwater. I'm like, "Buddy,
it's not that time yet."
Yeah.
Little otter swim, man.
So for my day in 30 seconds, a couple days ago, I almost caught my apartment on fire. I burnt a whole bag of popcorn. Very bad, like black smoke billowing out of the bag.
Loren bad.
Oh, it's bad. And like, so I ran out and I threw it in my trash chute, and I didn't even think that I could have caused my trash chute to catch on fire. Didn't even think of that. It's fine. Everything's fine. But like yesterday when I got off work and I went home, I think I have serious smoke damage to my apartment. It still smells like smoke.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
It went for a while.
Still. And I'm just like, and I keep lighting all these candles, and I'm like, I cleaned all the couches and the furniture, and I'm trying to clean the curtains. I'm like, how do I get smoke out of my apartment?
Time.
Just time. Oh. Do you remember how long it took for that, when I burned the bag of popcorn here in the office really mm-hmm. badly, how long it took for
it's
that
so
smell
bad.
To dissipate?
And like, there's a smoke smell in my microwave, and by the way, it's black inside.
That might not ever go away, the smell in your microwave.
Did you put it on 12 minutes?
I put it just on the popcorn button, and then I went to go use the restroom.
That's exactly what happened to me.
And I thought,
yeah, but the popcorn button's not going to go longer because you're in the bathroom.
No, but there's supposed to be a sensor to shut it off.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be, and I guess, I don't know about that. I don't know about that statement.
What?
I don't think there's a sensor that tells that it turns off.
I thought there was.
I think there's maybe a time limit, but not a sensor.
Yeah, I never heard that.
All right, maybe that's why it burned.
Yeah. Dude, just leave all your windows open and stuff and let it air out.
I am, man. Well, they don't let me open up the windows too far because in case there's jumpers.
Well, popcorn's not the only thing that Roy does wrong. We found out yesterday after the show he's using cologne wrong. We'll explain in 8 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We're the Manny Roy and the Ren Morning Show.
Roy, you mentioned something yesterday about cologne that kind of gave Loren and I a minute to double take.
Yeah.
We think you're using cologne all wrong.
I do too, based upon the reaction of the room. I've always just put cologne on my shirt, like on my chest. I just spray it right into me.
Yeah, I never heard of anybody spraying their clothes with cologne unless like your shirt smelled or something and you were trying to do the quick laundry thing.
Well, don't you do the like across the body when you...
I put it on my neck.
You put it on your neck?
Yeah, it's like that.
I thought that was like the female way of put it. Like, I thought perfume got put on your neck and your wrists.
Well, now I'm not sure.
And now I'm, by the way, now I'm like overly sensitive to it. So today I put it on my wrists and like I rubbed it on my neck and I put it on my shirt. Now I just smell like cologne. I don't know what.
Too much cologne?
Yeah.
Well, I have a friend who used to spray it in the air and then walk through it.
I feel like
a mist.
I don't know if that's a good idea.
I mean, that would be the lightest way to put it on.
All right. Can we have you know what we do sometimes on the show? We say one call says it all. That's what we need. We need one fella to tell us how you put your cologne on. Do you spray it onto your clothes? Do you put it on your neck? Or is there another place on your body where you put it?
704-570-9595. Help us out here, would you?
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
so many amazing movie trailers dropped this week. I've been so excited about, like, legitimately every single one.
There's only one that I know about.
Oh, there's another one I'm super excited about.
Oh, okay.
I think we're all, like, super excited about different ones. Yeah. I'm assuming Roy is really excited about Cats.
Yeah! So excited!
That came out this week. Oh. Manny is really excited about... Top Gun, Maverick, yeah. Right, with Tom Cruise.
And you got Mig 1. I'm going after Mig 2.
And I was really excited about the trailer for Hustler.
Hustler? What?
So Jennifer Lopez, Cardi B, Constance Wu, like, they all are in this movie together where they're all strippers. Mm. And they basically take advantage of the men of Wall Street. And whoa. That trailer came out this week. I did a blog on it. I'm like, you guys know I'm obsessed with Jennifer Lopez. I'm flying to Miami in like 2 weeks to see her live in concert. And this thing came out and I was like all over it. I'm like, maybe I want to be a stripper now. I don't know.
Oh, hey. Everybody needs a side job.
I'll be your agent. Book the rent for your birthday
Nicole
party.
I'll be your first client. Right, producer Nicole, wouldn't that be fun to get a lap dance from a coworker?
That'd be weird. I was kidding, Manny, by the way.
I'll be your legal pimp.
But all
Loren,
of
I got 100 singles.
All of those trailers are up at kiss951.com.
I have to interrupt real quick because we did say one call yes. says it all, and I'd want to get to this before we run out of time.
This is Elijah in Mount Holly. How the heck do you put on cologne?
So Manny's actually right. To get the most effect without it smelling overpungent, you have to put it lightly on the neck and the wrist, and that's how you get the most effect out of your cologne.
Oh, so that's for cologne too. Okay.
Yeah.
I wonder what the purpose is.
Thanks, Elijah.
It works for females, it works for men too, so I don't want to say why.
Yeah, right. Yeah, hey, we have the same necks.
Is
thanks,
it because, is it, because it absorbs into your skin, maybe?
Listen, I don't know. I know is that today my wife will say, what happened on the show? And I'll say, Roy's been putting cologne on wrong. That's all I need to say.
But Roy, I think you put it on your skin because then it works with your pheromones, your natural pheromones, and it's supposed to smell slightly different on each person.
Oh.
I know. I mean, that's just what I've heard.
Okay.
All right, what else?
All right, Mariah Carey is not down with the Face app, and her and I are, like, right there together. She says she has no desire to see herself as an older version, and she tweeted out, the Face app is not something I acknowledge, with a GIF that says, I don't hear you, I don't see you, you don't exist to me.
No, you're not helping nobody.
And do we have time for one more?
We do.
All right, so Steph Curry, he put out a little video online of him and his girls in the car, and it's so adorable. They're jamming out to Hamilton. You got to hear it.
And when push comes to shove, I will send a fully armed battalion to remind you of my love.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
He's here. You know, it's the off season. Sometimes he comes and visits grandma and grandpa.
Well, this video, I don't think, was here.
Okay. That'd be a good spinoff, by the way. Kids carpool karaoke where they do a bunch of Disney and kids songs.
Cash would watch it.
I'd watch it. Just because I like Disney music songs, not because I want to watch kids.
Siri, remind me to pitch kids carpool karaoke.
To be clear,
I wish you could see Roy's face when he had the epiphany that he just said something creepy.
Siri, in kids carpool karaoke, it will be a white van with no windows.
I like Disney songs. Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Here comes Mr. Roy. Everybody get in his van. Puff the magic dragon. Where are we going, Mr. Roy?
Just sing along, kids.
All right. Thank you, Loren. We got Tweetsie Railroad tickets for you to go see the Canines in Flight. The dogs that jump, they're really acrobatic. Plus, you can spend the day there on us. Tweetsie Railroad tickets. We'll take caller number 9 right now to play a game called Guess What's in Our Pants?
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Thank you, Post Malone, for giving us a 2-minute, 19-second song called Wow.
Wow.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. It is the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
And it's time to play America's favorite game, What's in Mani's Pants? All right, we got Jessica and Charlotte. Jessica, welcome to the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. We got Tweety Railroad tickets for you, canines in flight. It's a 4-pack. We're going to describe what we feel inside of Mani's pants. You have to accurately guess what it is.
You guys will give good descriptions, too.
Oh, yeah.
That's important.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
It fits in my pocket, Jessica. That's your first clue.
Okay.
Hold on.
And now, can I ask you, did you bring this in from home, or did you find it here in the office?
I found it in the office. Good question.
So it's like an office supply that can maybe fit in your pants? Yep.
I don't even know what it is. Oh, my gosh.
Loren, wrong pocket.
What does it feel like?
Is this the right?
Yes, that's
okay.
It.
Okay. Well, it's very large.
Wow. Ow, you're pinching skin.
Am I? It feels like it has a cord.
Okay.
Oh, I think I know what it is. It's got buttons on it.
Buttons?
Uh-huh.
Was it a landline?
No. It feels like it has a... This might help you. It feels like there's a USB at the end of the cord.
Oh, really good clues, Loren. Now I'm going to come over and see Roy.
Okay, I'm going to feel... Is this it?
Yep. You guys are rough feelers.
What is this?
You asked us to.
Oh, you know what? It's kind of roundish, too. Mm-hmm.
It fits in your palm.
And it fits in your palm, and there's a large cord at the end of it. I didn't expect it to be that long. So what is it, Jessica?
A mouse?
Is it a mouse?
Do I have a mouse in my pocket? Ladies and gentlemen, there's a mouse in my pocket!
Yeah, great job.
All right, you're going to be going to Tweety Railroad.
Awesome, thank you.
All right, yeah, you're welcome. By the way, you would have won anyway. It just... We wanted a reason to stuff down Mani's pants. It's Friday.
Jessica, what do you do for a living? What kind of job do you have?
I'm a teacher at a preschool, right kind of close to you guys.
Oh, okay. Yeah, see, it's hard for you to play this game at your job. I was going to recommend playing it today.
No,
it's Friday.
No.
You know, maybe you're hanging around the office. You could play Guess What's in My Pants.
No, I work with babies.
Yeah.
Yeah, at a preschool, it's going to be one thing and it's poo.
Guess what's in my diaper?
Yeah.
All right, Jessica, you're going to go check out the Canines in Flight July 20th through the 28th at Tweety Railroad. And if anybody should enjoy it, it should be a preschool teacher.
Oh, yes. My girls will like that, too.
Good. Okay. Awesome. Thanks for listening, Jessica. Hold on a second, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Guess what's in my pocket? We have the take-home game, too, for Jessica, the board game. Hey, up next, we are going to do something we haven't done in a while because it's very, very special when we do this.
It's called the 60-Second Chit-Chat. This time, we're calling truck stops. We're saying, hey, you want to join us for the Area 51 raid? This is a big Facebook group. There's a lot of big members. Maybe we can run across a fan. We'll see who can last 60 seconds on the phone in a brand new episode of 60 Second Chit Chat. That's in 5. Got
to get up. Welcome to the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Got to
get up. Hey, Kiss 95.1, who is got this? To get
up. Hey. Got
to get up. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
It is called the 60 Second Chit Chat. We get a topic, we get to call a specific place and try to keep them on the phone for 60 seconds. Today's topic? Calling truck stops and telling them, hey, we're trying to raid Area 51. Are you in?
All right, Loren, let's see if you can make 60 seconds in our 60-second chit-chat.
Good morning, Phils.
Hey, are you going to crash the gates with us?
I'm sorry, what?
Are you going to crash the gates with us?
Crash the gates?
Yeah, we're going to Area 51. There's like 1.3 million people going. I mean, they can't arrest us all if we storm through the gates of Area 51.
Sure, let's go.
Yeah, you want to go?
Sure.
I can probably swing by and pick you up.
Okay.
All right, so mid-September, you think?
Yeah.
About what time?
I don't know. Nick, you tell me.
How's noon?
Okay.
You got anyone else there with you?
Not yet, not now, but when they get back, I'll let them know.
All right, how many people do you think I should allot for?
Maybe, say 4.
4, okay. Do you believe in aliens? Do you think we're going to find something when we get in there?
Oh, yeah.
What happens if they get out, though? That's my real question.
I don't know. We'll deal with all that when it happens.
You want to keep one?
I would like to keep one.
I think I would, too.
I would like to keep one.
Yay. All right, you're in. Cool. All right, I'll see you mid-September.
Okay. All right.
All right, thanks,
bye.
Man.
Yeah.
Wow. I think she's going to be disappointed in September when you don't show up.
I don't know. I think she's just humoring the crazy, but.
Yeah, I like that she just goes, yeah, noon. Yeah. I'll be ready. One day in noon in September, I'll be waiting outside for you.
Boy, man. Yeah.
A minute seven, Loren. Congratulations.
Wow,
you're on the
thank
board.
Thank you. I'm never on the board.
How's our buddy Roy do? He's usually pretty good. He's got the Southern charm going, right, Loren?
I think I've only ever lost once. So.
All right. 60-second chit-chat. Storm the gates of Area 51.
You're welcome. Good morning, Big Man. May I help you?
Good morning. Do you hear that? That's the sound of the revolution as we are going to take on Area 51. Are you in?
Hello.
Hi. We're going to storm the gates of Area 51. You want to join us? Come on.
Don't have fun without me.
Well, why not? There's 1.3 million people in our Facebook group. We're going to convoy it up to the main gates, bust right through. They can't arrest us all.
Yes, sir. You're funny. 107, sir. Have a good day. I'm at work, though. But y'all have fun.
Okay.
With the Area 51 stuff.
We'll swing by in September. Pick you up.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
What
the
hell
is wrong with you?
All right. So, Roy... Roy, you didn't get 60 seconds.
Oh, man.
But Roy picks up this gem at the very end. I'm going to amplify it a little bit because she thinks she hung up the phone, and as we just heard, she didn't. So listen to this.
What the hell is wrong with you? Area 51. You want to come conquer the world. Like, that's your whole life, my friend. Come on, we'll swing by in September to pick you up.
Talking about you, bud. They didn't know the phone wasn't up.
I love that. All right, let's try you. This is Manny for the 60-second chit-chat. Can he keep someone on at a truck stop on for more than 60 seconds, telling them, let's go storm Area 51?
Hey, you going to crash the gates with us?
Do what?
You going to crash the gates of Area 51 with us? You coming?
What's that?
We're putting together a crew. Have you heard this?
No.
Over 800,000 people have signed up already to crash the gates of Area 51 to get the aliens out. See what's behind the glass door there. You want in?
No, we can't. We got to work.
Well, it's not till September.
Oh. So you're going to crash the gates to get the aliens out.
Saying it out loud so other people can hear it.
No, I don't think we're interested. Thank you.
I come by and scoop y'all up. How many you got there?
There's three of us that work here right now.
All right. And any one of those three interested?
Any of you three interested?
Crashing the gates.
Crashing the gates of Area 51 to get the aliens out.
You
I have one
up.
That might be interested.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. All right. I'm going to come scoop them.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
Bye.
108.
That's hilarious.
I had to work for that one, though. She wanted to hang up on me at the 30-second mark.
Oh, that was so funny.
That is so funny.
The part where she starts like saying out loud so everyone near her can hear what the topic is, and then she starts laughing.
You got to hear this dude.
Crash the gates of Area 51.
Everybody, look, I'm talking to her.
I'm pointing to the phone.
Just to be clear, three people in the country, because we called different states, three people in the country got a strange phone call from people asking if they were going to crash the gates. It's like a Netflix show. They're going to run into each other.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's
that
so
was
awesome.
So crazy, man. And, by the way, scary that she revealed who's how many people's at the...
Right.
Like, I don't think I'd tell people how many people's, like, at the gas station. I don't know.
And how much cash you got in the register there. You got a safe in there? What's the code? The aliens need to know. We got an update. If you've been following the story, producer Nicole's bestie got engaged without telling her. She had to find out through social media, and she went ghost on her. Well, producer Nicole got a text from her bestie yesterday. We'll discuss after 7.
WNKS Charlotte. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
Okay, we have producer Nicole in the studio for the past 3 days. We've been talking about this at this time, how your friend Winton got engaged and didn't tell you about it.
Yeah.
And a lot of the friends don't support the engagement.
Yeah, and like just the secrecy behind it. Like we just thought it was like very strange.
Yeah.
And if you're just jumping into the conversation, you haven't heard the last 2 days of it, just to paint the picture real quick, this is your ride or die bestie. You've known her for a long time.
Yeah, like going probably on like 9 years.
Yeah.
8 or 9 years.
So it was odd when you found out that she got engaged through social media rather than a text or a phone call from her or even a picture, you know, texted to you.
Yeah, so I found out via social media and then I reached out a week later to kind of say like, hey, I know, like, thanks for not telling me, but I didn't say it like that. And then it like turned into then her coming, saying that she was coming to Charlotte, said she'd love to see me. And then I responded with that, like, absolutely, would love to see you. But there's a conversation that needs to be had.
Yesterday at this time when we talked to you, she came to Charlotte and you didn't see her.
And I, yes. I
hadn't even heard from her.
Right. So she had not responded to my text message that I had sent earlier this week saying would love to see you Wednesday, but like a conversation needs to be had.
So as of yesterday at this time, you hadn't spoken to her in quite a while. And then what happened after we got off the air?
After we got off the air, I got a text message, ironically, pretty shortly after that. Mm-hmm. And turns out she ended up staying where she was at. She didn't come all the way to Charlotte. And she said that she wants to fix things and have a conversation.
Oh, that's great.
Wow.
Bravo. Look at these two adults handling a high school situation like adults.
It only took us to trash her on public radio before she trashed her.
I know.
That was Roy, by the way.
So
she's listening this morning. Well, good. So the conversation is going to be had. And at least there's an open line of conversation. You both know there's an issue and you'll work it out.
Right. And I mean, we'll see. Like a lot can be said over text message. Yeah. I will feel right now. I hold this like very loosely.
Don't tell me, show me.
Yeah, exactly. Like if she comes to Charlotte, wants to make an effort to actually have a conversation, that's when I'll know it's real.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyone can text anything.
Mm.
Okay.
All right.
Well, keep us updated on that front.
Okay.
Everybody has a best friend in their lives, and we all know what it's like when you feel like something's not right in the best friend world.
Yeah.
So, all right. Thanks, Nicole.
Still to come.
All right. There is a member of the Mania Roy and the Ren Morning Show that was searched by the police. Why and what led up to this incident? We'll tell you about it in 3 minutes. Don't go anywhere with Kiss 95.1. It's Post Malone, Sway Lee, Sunflower, Kiss 95.1 with the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Now, it's been brought to our attention, Roy and Loren, that someone on the show had their car searched by the cops and the cops found something inside the car.
Now, I told you guys the other day that I had to kick in one of my doors at the house.
Oh.
And I thought maybe the cops would get called on me.
No, that's
not
it.
But it wasn't me.
No, it's not even Roy. It's not myself. It's not producer Nicole. It's one of our interns.
And we have intern Preston.
Hey, Preston.
Hey, guys. Back at it again with another trouble incident.
Yeah, the last time we had you on the air, there was something else in your life going on. But this caught our attention when producer Nicole told us about this going on in your life.
Yes.
So you were driving your car.
Yes.
And you got tired.
Yes, very tired.
So what did you do?
So I stopped at the gas station just to maybe get some caffeine in me, try to rest a little bit, and then I slowly dozed off in my car just asleep.
What time of day was this?
It was 2 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it was dark out. Yeah.
Yeah. It was still dark. And next thing I know, I get this loud bang. It was three cops coming at me. And I'm like so scared. And I'm just waking up. I'm like, is this a dream? Like,
right.
What's going on?
You probably forgot that you fell asleep in the parking lot.
I did forget, actually. And it was just like so absurd. And I'm like, okay. He's like, license, registration, yada, yada, yada.
Right.
And I'm like, okay. And then he was like, the simple basic police questions, like, have you been drinking? Have you been taking any substances? Yeah, basically. And as I'm talking to them, another cop was searching my car without me even seeing it.
Without your consent.
Without my consent. And my buddy of mine, Dalton, who's going to be a sheriff, he told me that if they see something that looks wrong, like if your pupils are dilated or something like that, they automatically search your car.
Okay. Yeah, I watch Live PD. I know a thing or two about
it.
I become a professional
investigator. Yeah, and let me tell you, to set the scene, it don't look good for you, Preston.
No.
It's 2 o'clock
it
in the morning. You're in a gas station sleeping. People probably thought you were either dead, high, or drunk.
Yeah, like, that's exactly
like tired is last.
Yeah.
Is the most likely story, but it's also probably the least true out of all the people the police run into.
No, but it was a coincidence because they found my prescription bottle in the car.
Oh.
Okay.
And he sets it on top of the car, gives a little look to the other two cops. He's like, you kind of want to explain what's on top of your car here? I'm just like, oh, geez. Oh, man. Officer, it's a prescription bottle.
Prescribed by a doctor.
My psychiatrist's name is on the bottle. Like, you can give them a call in the morning. You can't right now. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. But when, just wait a few hours.
This would have been such a great live PD episode.
I know. Because everyone watching be like, look at this guilty fool. And you also do this thing where you kind of slur your words anyway.
Yeah. You kind of have a slurry way about your words.
Yeah. So they're like, oh, this guy's hammered. Yeah.
So. Okay, how long are the cops there at your car searching?
They were searching. Well, as I'm talking to them, I think it was like an hour and a half.
Wow.
And I'm just like, and I did not know this was going on. The other two cops were asking me questions.
Right.
And I turned around and I see my prescription bottle. I was like, oh, great. He found that. Luckily, one time my friend had other stuff in the car, car as I'm driving him around. Thank God they didn't find that.
Oh. So, he's incriminating himself. Is that what he's doing now?
Was that still in the car?
No, thank God.
Okay. I was like,
because they use me as a personal Uber. My friends use me as a personal Uber. Shout out to the Serpents. I love them, but God, you guys need to get your own cars.
Right. Especially if they're doing something illegal.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. So back to your story. So how do you finally let the police officers know, hey, I'm exhausted? You didn't bring us up, did you?
No.
Okay.
No, thank God. No, you would have gone to jail.
Yeah, I'm exhausted. I just wanted to close my eyes here, and they let you go. How did that turn out?
Oh, boy. So they said if you even at most start your car up, you're getting arrested that night.
Oh, I believe that.
I was like, okay.
Why? He's not intoxicated or anything.
It doesn't matter. You're still safely driving.
Yeah, you can't be tired and driving. The guy had to pull over at a freaking gas station.
Yeah.
I mean,
if you're that tired to pull over, you can't operate a vehicle. Yeah.
By the way, Preston, our intern, is in the studio. He's the one who had his car searched by the cops because he passed out at a gas station. He says it's a gas station. I have reason to believe it might have been the police station that he was passed out in front of.
The cops were on break. Okay. That's what happened.
Okay. So then they let you go and all was good. Oh, no?
They said if you even start the car, you would get arrested that night. I had to call my dad at 2 o'clock in the morning.
To come pick
and
you up.
He was like, son, why are you calling me at this time?
Dad, I got three cops around me. That's exactly what you thought.
Yeah. And he just woke up, just like me, and he's driving down to the gas station. And the sad part is I had to leave my car there, and then the next morning I had to go back and pick it up.
Wow. Yeah,
and it was funny, too. I told Loren this story first, or Nicole.
That's the last thing I would do, by the way, is call my dad. Like,
he had to get home. The cops should have driven him,
though. I would just take an Uber, though.
Actually, I called my best friend Josh, but my best friend Josh was asleep. I called my sheriff friend Dalton. I tried calling all my Serpents, all my friends.
Before you called your dad.
Before I called my dad.
Yeah, well, dad's like last drop.
Well, listen, glad you didn't go to jail. Glad you're not driving while sleeping.
Yes, that's a good thing.
Be safe.
And please be safe. Get better sleep, bud. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. I reason to believe that the cops left that night believing that he really was messed up, and they just couldn't find the evidence.
I'm sure.
Thanks, Preston.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren show.
Right. I'm my car, officer. I'm just tired.
Loren, what you got coming up in the dirty?
All right, so Lil Nas X, he is all about these celebrity remixes. I'll tell you who he's going after now, because I think he could put this person back on the map, quite honestly.
Hmm.
I'll tell you who it is coming up in the dirty in 10 minutes.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So Lil Nas X is all about the celebrity remixes, and he's now going after Dolly Parton.
I saw that, and I'm such a big fan.
He tweeted, and she actually retweeted it, then added a unicorn emoji and a pink horse to the tweet as well. So now people are like, they're all about Dolly Parton and Lil Nas X doing a remix of Old Town Road.
Oh, they should do a new song.
No, keep it going.
No, you gotta keep remixing this one.
And just putting people in Billy Ray Cyrus's part? Is that what she would do?
I guess. Okay. Well, I don't know. Was it Young Thug that was on it before?
Yeah.
They've been adding parts.
Yeah. Oh.
They've been adding stuff to the song.
I think Billy Ray stays. I just think they add Dolly to
it. Gotcha.
Okay. All or Nothing premiered last night, and it's all about the Panthers. Now, it's kind of like a Hard Knocks thing, right?
Yeah, it's like an inside look into the Panthers.
So it premiered last night, and you can now watch it on Amazon Prime, but we've got a little clip of it from the Panthers.
Yeah, this is like the trailer.
The band's back. Expectations are high.
We got young guys that's hungry.
I got my muscles on now. Huh?
Got leadership. Got talent.
That's another day to get better, baby.
Everything to win a championship is in this room.
May sound a little bougie, but you look good, play good. You play good. They pay good.
I'm trying to make the team better.
No, there's Tepper at the end. Nice, Cam.
I cannot wait to watch that. I used to be all in on Hard Knocks, by the way. All in.
Mm.
Okay.
I love it. This year they're doing the Raiders in Napa Valley, Loren. You'd be interested in that.
Well, I'm more interested in Napa Valley than the Raiders, but that's okay. So Iggy Azalea and Peppa Pig are now feuding. This is hilarious. Iggy came out with an album the same day that Peppa Pig, yes, the cartoon Peppa Pig, did. And now there's a little feud between the two of them. Iggy talking some smack. Peppa Pig also responding to it, saying this is my first album. But
Iggy versus Piggy.
Iggy versus Piggy. Look at that. And Sam Smith is also coming out with new music today. He dropped a new single called How Do You Sleep? And I think we have it for you.
We do. New Music Friday. Is there any better day of the week, Roy? Here
no,
we go.
Really
Sam
not.
Smith exclusive.
I'm hoping that my love will keep you up tonight.
Tell me, how do you...
Whoa.
That is a very different sound for Sam Smith.
Is that his voice or is that
a
sound effect?
That's a sound effect.
That might be his voice,
no,
y'all.
It's not his voice, Mimi.
I don't know.
See? Wait, let me hear it again.
One more time.
Okay, everyone be
Producer
quiet.
Producer Nicole, you're good with music. Is that his voice or is that a sound effect? You don't know. All right, here we go.
I don't know. Now I might be on board that it's his voice, but auto-tuned. Thanks for confusing me, Manny.
Okay.
All right, well, while I think about that, that's your dirty.
Okay, let's play Can't Beat Loren. 24 wins. Call now, take her down, 704-570-9595.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren.
Rant.
On Kiss 95.1.
Rachel, welcome to the Mini Roy and Loren Morning Show.
Hey, how are y'all?
We're good. You're playing Can't Beat Loren today.
All right.
All right, let's see if we can start your weekend off with a win.
Sounds good. Loren, get out of the studio.
I'm going. Taking my coffee.
She is putting down her headphones. She is taking her coffee. She's walking out of the studio, and she is gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
Here we go. Question number one. Rachel, playing for everyone in the Ville of Hunters. Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are launching their own foundation called Sussex Royal. Hey, they were spotted in the royal box watching this very, very popular British tennis tournament. What's that called?
The Wimbledon.
Question two. The Lion King is in theaters today. Finish this song. Hakuna
Matata. What a wonderful phrase.
Good. Okay.
Yeah.
Question three. This popular diaper company is featuring a dad on the box for the first time ever.
Huggies.
Question four. Kim Kardashian and her husband made another trip to the White House to talk prison release. This time it's for ASAP Rocky's release. Who is Kim's husband?
Kanye.
And Bradley Cooper and Irina Shayk. How do you pronounce Shayk? I forget. Okay. Anyway, Irina may be splitting, but they have agreed on joint custody of their kids. Bradley Cooper is a Star is Born co-star, insists that they are only dear friends. Who is that?
Lady Gaga.
Come on in, Loren.
Loren, it's going to be a tough battle on this Friday. Rachel got them all correct, which means we won't tell you if you got it right or wrong until the very end.
Okay.
And I need you to correct me on something.
Oh, boy.
Wait till we get there.
Okay.
Question one. Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are launching their own charity foundation called the Sussex Royal. Say, they were spotted in the royal box at this very popular British tennis tournament.
Wimbledon?
Question two. The Lion King is in theaters today. Finish this song. Hakuna
Matata.
Question three. This popular diaper company is featuring a dad on the box for the first time ever.
I'm going to go with Huggies.
Is there is there another one? I don't even know.
Yes, there's a lot of them. There's Pampers, there's Honest, there's all kinds of them.
We'll find out if you're right, okay? Won't we? Question four. Kim Kardashian and her hubby made another trip to the White House to talk prison release. This time it's for ASAP Rocky's release. Who is Kim's hubby?
Kanye West.
And question five. Bradley Cooper and Irina Shayk. How do you say her name?
Shayk.
They might be splitting, but they've agreed on joint custody for their kids. Now, Bradley Cooper's A Star Is Born co-star insists that they're only dear friends. Her name is?
Lady Gaga.
They're in. You got them all corrected to tie.
5-5, you guys. Good battle.
Awesome job.
I got hung up on the diaper one.
Right?
I didn't even know there's another brand. Like, I'm a dad.
There's a ton of different diapers.
Loves?
But I would say Huggies is probably the biggest.
Question did say popular.
Yeah.
Get this. I was going to say Charmin. How stupid am I?
I don't think they make diapers. All right, Rachel. Good process of elimination on both of our behalves. But you know what I want to hear before we let you go today?
All right. I'm Rachel from Huntersville, and I can tie Lauren, but I can't beat her.
Thanks for playing, Rachel. Have a great weekend.
Thanks. Y'all too. Bye.
Rachel, keep your radio loud because we're about to get into it, you guys. The weekend is here.
And it's time for the legendary Friday free-for-all playing your favorite throwbacks.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
All right. So it is New Music Friday.
Yes, it is.
Which means we get a ton of new music. And Sam Smith came out with a new song that it's a little out of his comfort zone, I think. It's a little EDM-ish, so you know I love it. I'm hoping that my love will keep you up tonight. Tell me how do you... Okay. Called How Do You Sleep.
Okay.
That's fun.
And I love the drop there. All right, so lots of trailers coming out this week. Cats came out this week, which Roy was really excited about.
Oh, yeah.
Hustlers came out this week, which I was really excited about with J-Lo. And, of course, Top Gun Maverick. The trailer came out as well. Now, we're not going to get this movie until June 26th of 2020, so that's like a whole year away. But we're excited to at least have the trailer.
Yeah, Tom Cruise dropped it at Comic-Con yesterday.
You should be at least a 2-star admiral by now. Yet here you are.
Yes.
Captain.
Maverick.
What is that?
It's one of life's mysteries, sir.
I feel the need for speed.
I heard that Goose's son is in it.
I don't get it. Why does he not want to be promoted?
I don't know.
I think he's just such a he's not a Filthy Rule follower, so they can't promote him because he's always getting in trouble, I think.
Yes.
All right.
You got to watch the first, Roy, before you watch
you
the second.
You have to
I
watch
beg
the first.
You.
The soundtrack to the first is the best thing ever.
Yes.
Okay.
Last night.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
It was the premiere of All or Nothing. It is a Hard Knocks-esque show about the Panthers, and it's going to be on Amazon Prime. Now, last night, they also did a Q&A with some of the stars of the show, and Cam Newton was, of course, on the panel.
And please don't judge me by my mouth, please. I apologize. Oh, no. Every word, you just keep getting popped up in my head. I'm like, Mom, this is football. This ain't ballet, Mom. Come on now. Come on. Yeah.
Is it strange?
By the way, I had the same reaction when we were on that TLC show where they were pretty much trying to make it seem like I was dating Whitney and I had to come home to my boyfriend. I was like, I apologize.
You have no creative ability to change anything.
I promise you, I'm not in love and I am still gay.
The creative control does not land in your lap.
No, it does not.
Well, right. That's cool, man. I'm excited to watch All or Nothing. It's a behind-the-scenes reality show about the Panthers.
Me too. And I used to be all in on Hard Knocks. I'm not really into it this year, but I think this will take its place.
Okay.
I got What Lauren Likes for you.
I love it. It's where we find out what's hot, what's trending, what should everybody have, what does Lauren like.
Okay, mommies. you need this life hack because my son Cashton just graduated from the baby pool to the big kids pool, and now he loves swimming underwater. But when he was little and I used to have to wash his hair in the tub, he hated having water poured over his head. So I found it's for infants, and they also have a toddler version too, but it's kind of a visor that you put around the kids' heads, and you can wash their hair without water getting in their face.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's always a pain, man.
Yeah, you might be able to use it for Ruby.
Okay.
But we have all the information up at kiss951.com under What Loren Likes.
It's called the 60-Second Chit Chat. This time, it's going to be where we call truck stops, and we ask them, hey, do you want to join the Area 51 raid? And it's our goal to keep them on the line for 60 seconds and don't get hung up on. We'll see who's the winner here in a brand new 60-second chit-chat in 5 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Dan and Shay, speechless. It's Kiss 95.1 with the Manny Roy and Loren Morning Show. We do this little old thing called the 60-second chit-chat. If you've never heard of it, it's been a while since we've done this. It's where we call a place, we have a topic, and we just try to talk about that topic and keep them on for longer than 60 seconds. Now, for this go-around, we were tasked with calling truck stops and telling them we are going to be raiding Area 51. Are you in? Now, it's our job to keep that person on the line for at least 60 seconds. Let's see who's the winner.
All right, Roy, you're up first.
Okay.
You're welcome. Good morning, Big Man. How can I help you?
Good morning. Do you hear that? That's the sound of the revolution as we are going to take on Area 51. Are you in?
Hello.
Hi, we're going to storm the gates of Area 51. You want to join us? Come on.
Y'all have fun without me.
Well, why not? There's 1.3 million people in our Facebook group. We're going to convoy it up to the main gates, bust right through. They can't arrest us all.
Yes, sir, you're funny. 107, sir. Have a good day. I'm at work, though, but y'all have fun.
Okay,
with the Area 51 stuff.
We'll swing by in September. Pick you up.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
What the hell is wrong with you?
She didn't hang up the phone.
She just put it down.
Yeah, listen to this.
You want to come conquer the world. I took a whole life, my friend. We'll swing by in September to pick you up. Okay.
Oh, that's so funny.
So did he make it?
No.
Oh,
Roy,
even with the additional
not hanging up the phone, it was only 55 seconds.
Oh.
But, Loren, you gave it a shot.
Yeah.
Let's see how Loren does in the 60-second chit-chat, asking only, are you storming the gates with us?
Good morning, Phil.
Hey, you going to crash the gates with us?
I'm sorry, what?
Are you going to crash the gates with us?
Crash the gate.
Yeah, we're going to Area 51. There's like 1.3 million people going. I mean, they can't arrest us all if we storm through the gates of Area 51.
Sure, let's go.
Yeah, you want to go? Sure. I can probably swing by and pick you up.
Okay.
All right, so mid-September, you think?
Yeah.
About what time?
I don't know. Nick, you tell me.
How's noon?
Okay.
You got anyone else there with you?
Not yet, not now, but when they get back, I'll let them know.
All right, how many people do you think I should allot for?
Maybe, say four.
Four, okay. Do you believe in aliens? Do you think we're going to find something when we get in there?
Oh, yeah.
What happens if they get out, though? That's my real question.
I don't know. We'll deal with all that when it happens.
You want to keep one?
I would like to keep one.
I think I would, too.
I would like to keep one.
All right, you're in. Cool. All right, I'll see you mid-September.
Okay. All right.
All right, thanks,
Bye.
Ann. I can't believe I'm on the board. I'm never on the board.
You got it. A minute and five, Loren. Good for you. And by the way, you talked her into it. She seemed like she was down like right away.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see how I do in the 60-second chit-chat. Hey, you want to storm the gates of Area 51 with us?
Zambest.
Hey, you going to crash the gates with us?
Do what?
You going to crash the gates of Area 51 with us? You coming?
What's that?
We're putting together a crew. Have you heard this?
No.
Over 800,000 people have signed up already to crash the gates of Area 51 to get the aliens out. See what's behind the glass door there. You want in?
No, we can't. We got to work.
Well, it's not till September.
Oh.
Well,
we're
going
to crash the gates to get the aliens out. I don't no, I don't think we're interested. Thank you.
I come by and scoop y'all up. How many you got there?
There's two of us, three of us that work here right now.
All right. And any one of those three interested?
Any of you three interested?
Crashing the gates.
Crashing the gates of Area 51 to get the aliens out. I have one that might be interested.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. All right, I'm going to come scoop him.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
I wonder if he's still waiting.
Oh, my gosh, that's so funny. And you know she started saying it, like repeating everything you did, saying it pretty loud so that people were turning around and being like, what call are you taking?
She has a great laugh, too.
So you're going to crash the gates to get the aliens out.
I don't know what's going on.
Imagine the people in the store and they overheard that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Well, yesterday, three random people from across the country got calls from three people saying, would you want to go with us? That was their day. You think they told everyone? I would say they told a lot of their friends, right?
I mean, you won't
coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
I don't believe the call I got. Okay. So we did something yesterday, Loren, where you mentioned that there was a homeless vandalization problem at a park in Florida.
Yes. And to get rid of these people, they decided to play Baby Shark and It's Raining Tacos.
So Baby Shark, It's Raining Tacos, the annoying kids song, they play it over and over again, and it seems to be working.
Yeah.
The people have packed up and stopped vandalizing that area. So, Roy, we sent our intern Josh to Uptown to go to a very popular park where people are just hanging out. And he brought his boombox with him, and he's going to blast the Baby Shark song. We're going to test and see if we can knock the people out of the park by playing Baby Shark at a very high volume. You guys have to hear the social experiment in under 10 minutes.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
The honk of your horn and flash of your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
Woo!
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette. Kiss 95.1.
And say it.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
We are the Manny, Roy, and Lorette Morning Show, and intern Josh is currently at a park uptown where we're going to try a social experiment and see if we can chase some business people and some people who are chilling in the park this morning. If we could chase them away with the song Baby Shark, Lorette. Why are we doing this?
So when I was in Florida, I saw this something came up news-wise on my timeline, and I saw a Palm Beach rec center that does, it's like a banquet hall. They were having a problem with people sleeping on their porch and vandalizing the property. So they decided to loop Baby Shark and It's Raining Tacos to see if they could deter people from staying there.
And it worked. Okay, we're going to try our experiment to see. You know how people go to the park and they break out their laptops? They go to the park and they jump on their phones?
Mm-hmm.
That's what the situation is with intern Josh. Yo, Josh, what's going on?
Well, we picked a good day to come down here because they're like some teachers with a couple preschool students, it looks like.
Oh, well, hey, they're going to love this.
Who brought the entertainment?
Yeah. Yeah. You do birthday parties.
So, should be interesting.
Okay, so how many people in total do you think are there at the park?
I'd say probably 13 or 14, including the kids.
Okay.
All right. Let's see if you can chase some of the adults away by blasting Baby Shark.
All right. Here we go.
And the birds. I can hear the birds, too.
Oh, they're going to fly away. Oh, gosh. That's all right. Really loud.
Here we go. We got some concerned onlookers.
Mommy shark, mommy shark, mommy shark.
Josh, how's it going?
It's going a little too well. They've got some onlookers. They're just kind of staring at me right now.
Make it as loud as the speaker can possibly go.
Okay, here we go.
Are any of the kids dancing? I feel like kids would be all in.
I got some people crossing from one sidewalk to the other.
Trying to get away from you. Okay.
It looks like the kids, they're a little farther away now, but they're starting to notice. I think a couple are jamming out to it.
If you're just joining us, Josh is playing Baby Shark. It's the Baby Shark experiment to see if people will get up and walk away if they hear the song.
Save that rocky
One of the businessmen is getting up and going.
Yeah! Yeah! Then there were 12.
Just about everybody who is walking on this part of the sidewalk has crossed over. Two people just packed up their computers and they're walking the opposite way.
Okay.
Yeah, they're
working.
Some of the kids are jamming out, but the teachers aren't having it.
Look at that. Palm Beach was on to something.
So you would say in your social experiment, the baby shark experiment, Josh, that it does work, that people will run away if they hear the song.
Yep.
Meanwhile, people, it's the part in the song where they sing Run Away.
Yeah. Wow, there it is. All right. Good job.
Thanks, Josh.
Sweet. All right. Good. Glad you didn't go to jail.
For playing Baby Shark.
Yeah.
What are you in for, Baby Shark? You too? Thanks, Josh. Text message from area code 980 said, thanks, guys. Now my kids are singing Baby Shark on the way to camp.
Good.
Hey, could have been worse. We could have done It's Raining Tacos. Hey, coming up after 9, the MRL Morning Show. We are getting inducted into the Hall of Fame. It's really a cool honor. We'll tell you what Hall of Fame coming up in just about 6 minutes.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
When we come back Monday morning after the weekend, you won't just be listening to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
No. You'd be listening to the Hall of Famers, Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. We have been inducted into the Hall of Fame for the Carolina Music Video Awards.
And we don't say no to any awards, you guys.
Nope.
We're honored, and thank you so much to the Carolina Music Video Awards for inducting the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show into its Hall of Fame tomorrow night at the it's at the NASCAR Hall of Fame.
NASCAR Hall of Fame.
Yeah, at the theater there at the NASCAR Hall of Fame. So we get to walk the red carpet.
There's a red carpet?
There better be. It's an award show.
Why do you think we're dressing up?
I didn't realize it was that big. Now I'm nervous. I really was just going to kind of wing my outfit. Now I think I need to think about it.
Also, as of this morning, Roy thought we were up for an award that we may or may not win. Remember that?
Yeah.
I thought we were just nominated.
Roy said, if we win, we were like, I could just see Roy getting up there and being like, this is so unexpected. Yeah. And meanwhile, we knew.
The whole time.
Yeah, you know when, like, at the Grammys, they put somebody into, like, you know, the Michael Jackson Vanguard Award, and you know ahead of time.
Right.
You know, even in the opening, it's like, and receiving the Michael Jackson Vanguard Award, you know, is Mariah Carey. And she gets up there and she goes, I had no idea.
That's a cool move.
So thank you to the Carolina Music Video Awards for inducting us into your Hall of Fame. It's really next to Elevate Lifestyle Magazine. We have been fortunate enough, thanks to you guys, the audience, to be voted best morning show the last couple of years.
Charlotte Magazine, best morning show.
Yep. So these are awards that we don't take lightly. And now we're being inducted into the Hall of Fame, and we'll be noted Monday morning.
Yeah, I think it's important. You know, we do what we can to, of course, we try to make you laugh every morning, but we try to, you know, get artists and make them into stars. I mean, we were Alessia Cara's first radio interview ever.
Mm-hmm.
She came here with her dad when she was just starting out, and now she's a big superstar. You know.
Yeah.
By the way, in my head, I'm trying to qualify.
Justify it.
Justify why we're in the Hall of Fame, because outside that, I have no clue.
Right.
No clue.
Well, hey, they offered it. We didn't have to submit anything. The Carolina Music Awards said, we enjoy your radio program so much, we want to induct you into the Carolina Music Video Hall of Fame.
And trust, we appreciate it.
So Monday morning, of course, we'll have some great stories as the MRL show gets together on a Saturday night. It's always fun. So thank you to those guys. And then up next, you guys, do you know what tomorrow is?
Well,
it's National Fortune Cookie Day.
Oh.
So today's Friday. We got to scrounge up. We have barely any fortune cookies left because we do something called Fortune Cookie Friday, and we haven't replenished the cookies. But I think we have enough, producer Nicole, to do a round of phone calls. This is so dumb, but it actually sometimes works.
I think it's fun.
We crack open. Are you crying?
No, am I?
You're look at him.
He's working on his award speech over there.
I don't know. Am I crying?
Buddy, I don't know. Your eye looked over at you and your eyes are all red.
I would just like to thank the Academy and all of our fans for making the Mini Roy and Lorette Morning Show successful.
Yeah.
You never thought, hey, look, Ma, I made it.
I'm in the Comedy Hall of Fame. I'm crying.
He's all right. Choked up.
704-570-9595. If you have something that needs to happen this weekend, we will crack open a fortune cookie for you and see if maybe that will happen. If there's some conflict going on in your life, the fortune cookie should help you out, okay?
All right, and we have more random crying from me, Roy, coming up in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere. Let's do a leap at Kiss 95.1 with the Mandy Roy and the Ram Morning Show.
National Fortune Cookie Day is tomorrow, Saturday. So I think we should celebrate here today. Loren, we found an article. It's the funniest fortune cookies ever opened. It's a Reddit theme. They're actually really funny. Now, we've done Fortune Cookie Friday for the last year or so, where we crack open a fortune cookie and read the fortune inside of it. And usually they work for the person on the phone, surprisingly, but they haven't been overly funny, I would say.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But I guess every once in a while, Roy, you get a fortune in the cookie that says something like this. It's about time I got out of that cookie.
Okay.
That's
pretty funny, right?
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't tell you anything about your life, but it is funny.
How about this one? So what came first, me or the cookie?
Oh,
good
okay.
question.
Oh, here's a weird fortune cookie message. Happiness is an activity. What do you think that means? Happiness is an activity.
Like you have to try for it, it sounds like.
Get up and do something. Yeah.
Okay.
How about this one? Some men dream of fortunes. Other men dream of the cookies.
Which one are you?
I dream of the cookie. Believe me. Sometimes I'll eat the fortune. I'm so hungry. Never forget a friend, .. Especially if he or she owes you.
These are funny.
Yeah.
This is from Reddit, some of the funniest fortunes ever.
I want them to be dark, like, better wear a seatbelt on the way home.
Oh my gosh.
You're like, what? What does that mean? I'd lock your door tonight if I were you.
What? Look behind you.
Don't look behind you.
How awesome would that be? Just like all like...
Nice red shirt.
Yeah.
Here's one that says, eat me and you'll be hungry again in an hour.
That's true.
Funny fortune cookies.
I taste like stale cardboard.
That's funny because I got one too. It's different though. It says, nope, I don't know what I taste like either. Send help. I've been a prisoner in a Chinese bakery.
Oh.
These are fortune cookies. Fortunes in the fortune cookies. A tub... and a rub will change your day.
A what?
A tub and a rub will change your day. A bath and a nice rub
okay,
down.
Okay.
At first, I thought he said tug at first.
That's what I was like. Okay, yeah, that would definitely change your day.
Yeah.
The last one.
I'm happier after that.
After a tub and a rub.
That's a good old time.
The last one is actually pretty funny. You will become a millionaire and share all the money with me.
That is pretty funny.
Funny fortune cookies. Happy Fortune Cookie Friday. It's National Fortune Cookie Day tomorrow, Saturday, Roy.
Perfect.
All right.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.